Stark, this is dictating on Karen Lawrence Foster. That's Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E, Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R, F as in Frank, Karen Lawrence Foster. Date of birth is 8/23/67. Date of visit is 12. I'm sorry. Date of visit is 1/11/24. The next paragraph is present illness. Please make a copy for Dr. James Brown. Please make a copy for James Brown, M.D. B-R-O-W-N, James. Next paragraph. Dear James, thank you for sending Karen Lawrence for evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 56-year-old female who recently was sent for a chest CT, was noted to have mild emphysema with biapical and lingular scarring on the chest CT and prominent pulmonary artery trunks. The patient has no significant shortness of breath and no chest pains and denies any fevers or chills, but has some leg edema. She has had a chest x-ray a year ago, which was clear. The patient uses a albuterol inhaler. I'm sorry, not albuterol, I'm sorry. The patient uses a diuretic and has been treated for coronary artery disease and had previous coronary artery bypass grafting. Next, next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history includes history of CABG times 4 in 2015, history of AICD implantation in 2021, I'm sorry, in 2015, and a revision in 2021. She has no history of diabetes or hypertension, but has been treated for pneumonia in the past. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked half a pack per day for 15 years. And she continues to smoke a few cigarettes daily. Next paragraph. Med list included Plavix 75 milligrams daily, aldactone 25 milligrams daily, torsemide 20 milligrams a day. Entresto 49-51 milligram BID. Coreg 6.25 milligrams BID. Percocet 10 milligrams HS and atorvastatin 40 milligrams a day. Next, paragraph. Family history: father died of lung cancer, mother is alive in good health. Next, paragraph. Review assistance: the patient has no shortness of breath, wheezing or cough, denies chest pains or back pain, no calf muscle pains, but has some palpitations and leg swelling. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. She has some fatigue and denies any urinary frequency, dysuria or flank pains. And she denies any joint pains but has muscle stiffness. She has no headaches, seizures, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. She has easy bruising. Next, physical exam. This is a averagely built. Middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress. There was no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 125 by 80, pulse is 65, respiration 16, temperature 97.1, weight is 168, saturation 96. HU into head and ophthalmic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Next, apple no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And breath sounds are diminished to the basis with no wheezes or crackles. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, or megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next, paragraph impression number one. Mild COPD. And number two is history of coronary artery disease. And number three, history of hypertension. Number four, hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She was advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch, and was placed on a Ventil and HFA inhaler. Two puffs QIDPRN for shortness of breath. And a follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. We'll keep you abreast of any new findings. Thank you. Let's talk to D'Souza. Copy for James Brown, MD. Thank you. Can you please add in the final diagnosis number 6 is nicotine dependency in the final diagnosis. Thank you, Dr. Souza.